The Trump White House has violated long-standing ethical rules intended to prevent political influence in US justice, say the ethics advisors to the last two presidents. Former associate White House counsels Richard Painter and David Sandler, who served under George W. Bush and Barack Obama respectively, speak exclusively to the IBA's US correspondent Michael Goldhaber. The discussion considers new US Attorney General Jeff Sessions' misleading testimony to Congress over his contacts with Russia during the presidential campaign. They also rebuke the Trump White House for inappropriate contact with the Justice Department over cases under or pending investigation, which they say goes against ethical policy followed by the US presidency ever since the Watergate scandal. Painter begins by assessing the recently leaked memo by current White House counsel Donald McGahn on communications restrictions with the Justice Department, in light of reports that the White House had improperly contacted the FBI over the investigation into ties between the Trump campaign and Russia.
While the memo does not mention the White House chief of staff making contacts, it refers to counsel's office making contacts with the Justice Department about investigation. That is almost never appropriate. It is almost never appropriate for the White House, anyone in the White House, including in the counsel's office, to be talking with the Department of Justice about ongoing criminal investigations. Unless there is a compelling need to know about those investigations.
Either constitutional or law enforcement need.
Exactly right. Or national security needs. The White House Chief of Staff contacting the Department of Justice is an invitation to trouble. It's not itself a crime, but if it were combined with other efforts to obstruct justice, such as the destruction of documents or the types of things that happened in the Nixon White House, having the White House Chief of Staff contact the FBI about an ongoing investigation would be a very, very bad situation. So that is unprecedented and not allowed under White House policy.
So does this pattern of conduct disturb you enough that you think the DOJ needs to appoint a special counsel to investigate the Russiagate allegations?
Yes, there does need to be a special counsel to investigate the Russia contacts, as well as anybody involved with Russia inside the United States. The Attorney General is recused. Others in the Justice Department may very well have to recuse. Political appointees in the Justice Department should not be handling that investigation. There needs to be an independent special counsel.
Do you say that because you think that the DOJ has shown that it can't be trusted, or do you think that that is just categorically true because of the nature of this investigation?
I think it's categorically true because of the nature of the investigation. It's an investigation of alleged ties between the Trump campaign and the Russians, and this involves almost conclusive proof of Russian espionage inside the United States. The only open question is whether people in the Trump campaign collaborated with that or knew about that at the time it takes place. And we cannot have political appointees of President Trump who are participating in that investigation and overseeing it. I do not think that's appropriate.
Do you have any comments on how Attorney General Sessions has conducted himself, in particular his testimony before Congress?
I do not think his testimony before Congress was candid. His level of deception may have fallen short of perjury, which is a criminal offense, but it did not meet the standard of candor expected of an attorney general when testifying before Congress. And other attorneys general who have testified, given misleading testimony before Congress, have been required to resign. Attorney General Gonzales in the Bush administration, who I believe was a fine attorney general, served in the administration when I was in the White House, but members of Congress were not satisfied with his testimony in front of Congress about various scandals within the Justice Department, and he was required to resign by the Congress, and I think the Attorney General Sessions should do the same. The level of lack of candor was far more egregious, certainly, than in the Gonzales case, and the subject matter was of utmost importance. It was the subject matter was contact with an adversary, with the Russians, at a time when the Russians were think of a more important, more crucial subject matter.
You know, one interesting thing about this newly released McGahn memo is that unlike the previous iterations of the same memo, it does not extend to contacts between the White House and independent agencies like the FCC or other law enforcement agencies. And it also does not extend to things other than cases or investigations like grant making and contract procurement and licenses, permits. Do you see any significance in that?
Well, that falls well short of what the White House policy was in the Bush administration when I was there. And I made very clear in lectures to White House staff and the ethics briefings that White House staff are never to contact a government agency about a particular party matter, such as an investigation or a government contract, without first going through White House counsel's office. And then once again, only in very rare circumstances would White House counsel's office allow a direct contact between the White House and a government agency about a particular party matter.
Do you worry that this paves the way for the White House, for instance, to intervene to the benefit of a favored corporation or to the detriment of a political enemy?
I hope not, because if that happens, I think it will lead to a major scandal. The agencies have a lot of career officials, if the White House is doing that, it's going to get out. It's going to lead to a major scandal.
And if it does, do you believe that our government is functional enough for the necessary repercussions to take place? I've talked to people who say, well, things worked fine under Nixon, but is Congress capable of actually taking steps towards impeachment if it ever gets there?
I think if it moves in that direction, they would have investigations in Congress, and what happens will be discovered, and I think a lot of people could get in trouble.
On the one hand, that's very troubling to imagine vis-a-vis the administration. On the other hand, that would be encouraging for the system. And there are so many people who are raising doubts about whether our institutions are strong enough. Are you more sanguine about the functioning of our institutions?
Yes, I think that our institutions are, we're well equipped to handle a rogue White House. I'm not encouraged by the way this White House is conducting itself. I believe the number of Republicans in both the House and the Senate are becoming increasingly concerned and are not going to want to carry the president's water here if there's going to be abuse of power. We're going to be going to 2018 elections. I don't think this type of conduct is going to be tolerated. This White House better get its act together with respect to ethics issues, or there's going to be a lot of trouble.
Richard Painter's views are echoed by David Sandler, Associate White House Counsel under President Obama, who emphasizes the importance of the Justice Department and branches of the executive acting independently.
There's been a lot of talk about Trump breaking norms. Do these policies fall into the category of norms as well?
Certainly, as there is a norm that it is not appropriate for the White House to be contacting lower-level people at the Department of Justice to talk about cases, and for that not to be done through the White House Counsel's Office. I think that is a clear, long-established norm that the Trump administration has not been honoring. If you look at democracy indices that measure authoritarianism, this is one of the things that they consider, whether there's prosecutorial independence and whether or not the administration is able to steer contracts to their friends or away from their enemies. I think these are fundamental issues of democracy.
And it's also a fundamental tenet of rule of law that an administration should not be able to interfere in an investigation that affects it, you know?
I think that that's certainly fundamental.
There are plenty of Democratic public officials, for instance, Senator Schumer, who are coming at him saying that he would like to see either a special counsel or an independent prosecutor appointed.
The reason I think that Senator Schumer is making the comments that he's making is because the Trump administration has shown that it's not willing to treat the DOJ as independent, and there's a lack of trust about whether or not there will be political interference.
Any comment on the president's perceived interference with judicial independence?
I think that the same concerns that we have about prosecutorial independence being a major issue in the function of democracy are true tenfold about the independence of the judiciary. That is truly fundamental.